If she
Let me
comes
see.
in, she.
Okay, I have the recording going, so you can start the meeting, Gary.
Okay, Gary Hebert, President, Green Hills Water and Sewer District. It is May 19, 2025. I call the monthly meeting to order.
Okay. Can everyone see the agenda there?
I'm seeing it.
You are?
Coming in clear.
I can slide this down some. Okay, so first up, we have approval of the April 21st, 2025 monthly board meeting minutes. Then we have approval of the April 2025 monthly disbursements. Number five is quarter two billing extension. Number six is a treatment plant update. And then we adjourn. And if I get a call from Natalie, I'll put her on speaker.
Fantastic.
So first up, we have approval of the April 21st, 2025 monthly board meeting minutes.
Yeah, so I would, since Natalie's not here, we'll go ahead and vote and then we'll get hers after the fact so we can get all three. But
okay.
I make a motion to approve the monthly minutes.
I second.
I'm taking notes at the same time, so bear with me. And Gary, your vote on the approval of the April 21st, 2025 monthly board meeting minutes.
Aye.
Greg.
Aye.
And we will wait on the vote from Natalie. Next up, approval of the April 2025 monthly disbursements. Hang on with me just a minute. I will switch what's up. Can everyone see that?
Yes.
Okay. Diane, you are up.
Hey, the list is a little bit long. I'll try not to take too much time on it. The first disbursement, check 858, was actually just a individual sold his muck, and there was a credit balance that he had upon the transfer being complete, so that was refunded back to him on April 1st. Then check number 859, all in one electric for $6,502. That was a big one for repairs at the Maple treatment plant site. It included the need to, there was a leak and the main pump control panel needed to be moved to a new location. Additionally, the main panels and controller also had to be dug and relocated. So that was a $6,500 disbursement. Check number 860 for $131 to Chemtech Ford was for our monthly testing. We normally do two back T tests and our turbidity metal and metals testing. Disbursement 861 for $487.50 is for our snow removal services in February to the tanks and wells. Hopefully we don't need any snow removal services in May. check number 862 for $999 is for Denton and Durham's. They were working on finalizing easement items that we needed for the Maple Well treatment plant, both on the construction side and in access and use of the HOA lands. Check number 863 to Garrett Grow. It's above and under excavation. There were leak repairs that he had to do January 15th and another one on March 1st, and the total of that bill is $275. Check numbers 864, 865, and 866 for $300 a piece are to cover the Q1 board stipends for each of our board members. Check number 867 is for the March hours that are needed for our board administrative support. April 4th, we made a credit card payment of $71.85. It's for our March subscriptions, both to QuickBooks Online, our accounting software, and our Google Drive storage for the district. The next two disbursements are to Rocky Mountain Power. One was for $214 and another one for $41.62. They are the electric bills for our booster and well pumps. They are, nothing looks out of the ordinary as far as their usage. Possibly a little higher, but nothing out of range that we didn't expect. Check number 868 to Aqua Engineering included charges for February and March. They've been working on the change order that was needed for the project and the administrative coordination for managing our contract with IPW. Check number 869 for $240, again, to above and under excavation. This time they needed to replace the pressure gauges at the Maplewell PRV. And the last two disbursements, check number $870 for $4,976 were for our Ogden Valley Construction, our water operator. They covered charges that were outside of the contract from the months of November all the way through March 20th. They just had not been submitted to the district until into March before, and they were reviewed and approved by the former general manager as far as the work that was done in her tenure with us. The last disbursement, check number $871, $871 is the check number, $74 and change is for Hawk Design, and that is to do our website hosting for the months of April, May, and June.
Diane, one clarification. Aqua Engineering is not in a contract with Lucky W. They are in a contract with the HO or with the Water Board.
Oh, no, but they are under contract with the Water Board, but are they not administering the oversight with IPW or no?
IPW, yes. I thought you said Lucky okay. W. IPW
oh,
is affirmative.
I'm so sorry. Nope, I probably slurred my words there. I was thinking IPW.
Okay, very good.
Thank you.
So do we have any more discussion or can we have a motion for approval?
I go for a motion of approval.
Second the motion.
Okay, and we're going to vote on the motion to approve the April 2025 disbursements. Gary?
Aye.
And Greg?
Aye.
And we will leave that open for Natalie. Let's see. Next up, we have the quarter two billing extension. That is with you, Gary.
Yeah, so before we move on to that, I want to publicly provide some accolades to Diane. She's really doing a good job keeping track of all these disbursements and billings and is helping me with QuickBooks and a lot of other things. So thanks, Diane, for doing all that.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. So it was brought up at the last meeting. It was not brought up for a vote. It was a concept to relax payments with regards to this latest billing cycle. Having reviewed that personally, I am taking that off the table. I don't believe that is in the best interest of the district to do the accounting and difficulty in dealing with relaxing payment requirements spanning 120 people is just something that would be untenable for us to accomplish. If there are any significant situation of duress, et cetera, individual homeowners are certainly welcome to contact board members, and we could individually discuss those situations, but we're no longer going to consider that as a course of action. And yes, I got the same bill everybody got, and it's like, wow, that's a lot of money. So, and just one other note, this structure for the rate was thoroughly reviewed and established based upon our expenditures. What we're attempting to avoid is one-time assessments, which we certainly could go down that path, but I don't think anyone in our community, myself included, wants a whopping one-time assessment. If we can proactively fund what we're doing and seek additional funds to potentially reduce our bills, we're going to continue to do that. And Tess is working with the state, attempting to get more funds for our activities. And
does anyone else have any other comments on that? Okay, if not, we are going to move on to item number, I guess I was off on numbers there. Item number six, treatment plant update with Greg.
All right, we've had a very productive month. We've got our easements taken care of. We have our building permits officially returned to us. We have started construction again. We have our schedule, what we're looking at by the end of July, having our building up. We still have long lead items. They're going to be waiting for pumps, tanks, and electrical gear when they. We don't have a date when they'll be in, when they'll be delivered yet, but they are on our horizon. So work is continuing ahead, thank heavens, and we're moving to get this system in place and operational for our for all of our customers.
I guess just one addition. We do have an outstanding easement for a temporary storage of excavation materials that I'm working. And we want to get that in place so we can dump dirt in an adjacent lot.
Our project budget right now, we're working to mitigate some costs of haul off and overburden. And that's what Gary's referring to, is how do we stage this material? It's quite a hefty sum to do the overdig and meet the county requirements. So we're working on ways to mitigate that cost and disperse it around just by placing material and where it can be used.
Greg, there was one question from Steve asking if there was an updated, get his word exactly, project budget, or is that about?
That's what I was referring to. Right now, we have our original cost, and then we have our change order costs that we're negotiating down and finding ways to reduce the impact of overburden and overdig. That's a pretty hefty sum that we don't want to have to absorb if we don't need to. We'd rather use it than buy it.
Okay. Do we have any other questions or comments on that? So I do not have a phone call from Natalie. Sometimes she'll call me directly. I can put her on speakerphone. We can technically go with the two votes approving the minutes and the disbursements. So both those motions are passed because we do have a majority. If there is nothing else, then we can get a motion to adjourn.
A motion to adjourn.
Make a motion. I second the motion.
Like I said, sorry, I'm writing down notes for Natalie at the moment while I do this. Second.
We got a question from Steve. His meter indicates he may have a leak. How does he get help figuring that out? Well, there's two ways to do this. The first way is, well, first of all, Steve, anything on beyond the meter is the homeowner's responsibility. That being said, shut off all your water, and if that meter's still turning, there's a leak, and that leak is not on the on the district side of the system. That leak is from the meter to your house or within your house. So that's like a plumber or somebody. We cannot go off and troubleshoot your water leaks beyond the meter. If it appears to be a meter issue, for example, if your meter well is filled with water and something looks really skewampus, we can certainly have our general manager send out some guys to take a look at the meter and make sure the connections are all are set. But if you everything's shut off in your house and you're seeing that meter turn, there's a leak and it's beyond the meter.
I'd be more than happy.
We can certainly, Tom, we can certainly take a look at his specific meter to make sure we don't have a crack or something.
Yes, I can check that meter pit. Steve, just send me your address through my email and I'll get it checked out. And one other thing, going back to the dirt for just a second, just for everybody's, there is a close place that will be nearby if there ends up being more that we have to dispose by, dispose of. The Huntsville Town's building a new cemetery up at their dump there just off of 9500 East. And they'll be taking lots of dirt because they got a great big hole they have to fill in by several feet. So that's a close haul if we run out of space on Sarah's property or whoever's easements with. So just a thought there on that.
So, Tom, do you think they'd be willing to come get it?
No. They're just providing a place for people to dump at no cost.
Okay. It was worth asking the question.
I understand, because believe me, if they was if they was willing to come and get it, I have lots of places that have way too much dirt sitting on them. But they told me I could haul all I wanted in there at no cost.
Oh, fantastic. And, you know, we haven't even pulsed the neighborhood. There may be somebody who wants backfill.
And there may be, yes.
As well. We just haven't gotten to a situation where we need that, but that's great data. So we do have an out if we run into that constraint.
Yes, and they take asphalt and everything.
Oh, wow.
So I was just going to let Steve know that if you don't have Tom's email address, it is on the district website. You can grab it there and send him an email so you two can connect. Okay. So we do have a motion on the floor to adjourn. Motion by Greg, seconded by Gary. On the vote, Gary?
Aye.
And Greg?
Aye.
Okay, and the meeting is adjourned. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thanks. Good night.
Good night.